I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Strained relations between North and South Korea reach a new low. Stick around to learn what it means for believers. Then later, a growing outreach equips the next generation to live out their faith. We'll unpack the details for you in just a few moments. But first, North Korea is using dirty tactics, literally filthy. This week, North Korea launched over 200 balloons into South Korea filled with trash, manure, and even human waste. North Korea says it dispatched the polluted balloons in response to leaflet campaigns by private South Korean citizens and groups. Leaflets sent by balloon into North Korea that often contain humanitarian aid, encouraging messages, and Bibles. Eric Foley with the Voice of the Martyrs Korea says,
North Korea, when they engaged in this act, said that they wanted to make sure the South Korean people could experience and feel what it's like to receive these things.
Essentially, North Korea says receiving balloons filled with things like scripture is the same thing as being rained on by dung. If only they knew the true beauty of God's word. That's why VOM Korea won't stop getting the Bible to North Koreans by any means necessary.
We always refrain from making comments about what we are or aren't doing in regard to specific field activities. But what we do say is that we continue to look for every opportunity by land, sea, or air, or radio. We look for every opportunity to bring the Bible into North Korea, and every year, by the grace of God, we're bringing in an average of 40,000 Bibles through all those different means.
Join us in praying for open gospel doors. Next, apologetics plays an important role in sharing the gospel, especially in a place like Iran, where religious and philosophical questions abound. Transform Iran's Lana Silk says,
apologetics is a more generic term, giving a thought through almost academic explanation or defense, and it goes beyond our Christian theology.
Transform Iran's recent apologetics training equipped 45 church planters and gospel workers to answer the tough questions they encounter in the field.
Some people make an immediate heart connection to the gospel and have an emotional almost experience with Jesus in how he touches their lives and transforms them. There are others who have fair academic questions, and so apologetics is for those people.
Iranian Muslims often wrestle with the gospel message.
In the case of apologetics for Iranians, we must have a really thorough grasp of Jesus in the Quran versus Jesus in the Bible. There is a compare and contrast that equips our evangelists to answer questions from Muslims. We're helping them to come to a different understanding of the nature of God and the truth about Jesus.
Pray for many Iranians to be saved as a result of this training. Pray for the health and protection of all involved.
When you put yourself into this spiritual battle, then you are more susceptible to the attacks of the enemy.
And finally, reaching, discipling, and mobilizing Gen Z for Jesus. This is the mission of the How to Life movement founded by Jordan Whitmer when he was in high school.
One of the themes that we've had is just straight up, Jesus is the hope for Gen Z. And they like to rally behind that, and knowing that in such a hopeless world and hopeless generation with so many problems, there is hope. And that hope comes through Jesus in turning our lives over to him completely and serving him and walking with him.
Since its 2015 founding, How to Life has explored the question often asked by young people, how do I do life?
How to Life is the gospel. It's Jesus living life with him. It's a great conversation starter because people know where you're going with that. We want to help people learn how to life.
Typically, young people hear about this movement through social media or friends and then want to host events. How to Life trains and disciples these students.
There's a lot of freedom to plan a really unique program, but also some things we want consistent, especially with sharing the gospel message.
Whitmer prays that God raises up more young people to continue the work of reaching, discipling, and mobilizing Gen Z for Christ. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the region, offers a free 7-day prayer guide that provides specific ways to pray and tells the stories of Christians who can't freely worship. Get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.